Welcome to Jags Headlines. I'm Brian Sexton, along with senior writer John Osher. We're here where the Jaguars get their coffee in the morning with some of the stories that will be on Jaguars.com and that you'll be talking about over coffee with your friends and coworkers throughout the day. John, let's start with the quarterback story. How much of a story is it for the Jaguars?
Well, I assume when we go in the locker room, it'll get asked. But Chad Henne's the starter here. And I think the interesting thing about this week is, for this week, it's really not an issue. After we see Sunday, after how he plays, we'll see going forward. But for now, he's the starter.
You know, what I'm going to be looking for is Jock McClendon, from journeyman to starter in about 1 month's time. And remember, the center is the only guy other than the quarterback who touches the ball on every play.
Right.
Huge story, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And again, I think Jock is a starter now. Started for a couple of weeks, but I think Luke Boyko is coming on fast, and it wouldn't shock you to see that change in the next month or so.
Two key positions on the offense, both in transition. And finally, the big story is the Eagles' offense. LeSean McCoy led the league in rushing and yards from scrimmage. Boy, those guys move fast.
Yeah, and in one of my matchups this week, I put Paul Posluszny versus LeSean McCoy. Well, that's unfair, because it's more than one guy has to stop him. It's a huge issue this week. It'll be a topic for this team all week.
In my spotlight review that will be posted on the website tomorrow, I asked Alan Ball about facing an offense that puts a play up there every 23.38 seconds. You won't want to miss it. The explosiveness of the Eagles' offense will be something we'll be covering the rest of the week. John?
Be in good shape this weekend for the Jags defense, right?
You better be. Absolutely. The key words, folks.